Now, the main buzzword maybe for the last 10 years has been Tetra, the ETSI designed system for mobile radio applications. It's a digital system which is supposed to bring the same kind of revolution as GSM did for mobile telephony networks. But Tetra is at this moment not the only standard on this area. There's also a competing standard by a French company which is trying to win market for itself for the very same type of applications. Actually, the mobile radio market is not such a homogeneous market, but there are many different types of applications within this market. One of them is, for example, companies which might need a local network, taxi companies, factory premises, etc. A complete other application, for example, is national police forces, which want a nationwide network with specific features in it. For the Tetra standard, there have been some efforts to include specific functions for those police markets, for example, but also other companies like the French Matra company has designed a standard which is specifically aimed at this police market with specific function on it, and they're hoping to build such public safety networks within countries of the European community.
Now, the features of a system like GSM and the extension of it, GSM Rail, have been extended quite a bit over the past years. Why is there still room for a system such as Tetra?
Well, for certain type of applications, GSM is still lacking essential features. One of those essential features for police forces, for example, is a so-called direct mode, which means that two terminals can communicate with each other even in the absence of a network. This could be important for police forces when mobile terminals get out of reach of the network, out of network coverage. It could also be important if for some reason the whole network would go down in a disaster period or something like that. Well, that is something which cannot be realized with GSM, and that's one thing that is possible with, for example, the Tetra standard.